100 Word Stories. Hey, everybody, this is like take 7. Cannot get started this morning. 100 Word Stories, podcast, weekly challenge, number 433. I don't know, it's probably written on the sign outside. Let's see. How about a bunch of stories on the topic of media? Would you like that? Okay, good. It's kind of a summer vacation mode for folks, so hopefully you'll have time to listen to this as you're driving all around. Don't drive near Tony Stewart, okay? If you see Tony Stewart coming around the corner, get back in your car. Wow, that's just Death Race 2014, man. And the Houston, Texas, Texans, same thing. Cardinals stomped them 32-0. Tom Savage is good for negative 2 points, man. What a beauty. Anyway, let's get going with the stories here. I think Tom is first, because Tom and Lizzie are off gallivanting, avoiding killer Tony Stewart on the roads. So hopefully they're safe and not driving around on NASCAR tracks. Stay in your vehicles, people. Listen to these stories. The pit crew will be out there soon. Here's Tom.
Hello, my people. Tom here, and I've got a story tonight. A continuation of A Well-Defined Relationship, Part 62. Sparky arranged the bandits and assembled the ladies of the Gear Guild behind them. The video feed went mega viral in an hour. Major media plastered the image on the transfers. Sid's Q Factor temporarily bumped Tarzan and Santa Claus. When Smith called in the Senate Guard, the full impact of his sorry state settled in on Caesar, like Lomir Pettifrost on capulating Borlocks. He called to Smith. It was time to deal. I have something that the honorable doctor has been looking for. Sorry, scum, no deal. As a trooper pushed El Cid into the wagon, he yelled out, "Tamburlaine!"
I think we may already have the phrase of the week. Sorry, scum, no deal. Thank you, Tom. I hope your travels are safe and you're avoiding Tony Stewart out there. The man is a maniac. Or a NASCAR driver. You're probably hearing the echo of the the typewriter behind me. I route the sound one way. I route it another. Mac says this. Audacity says that. None of it makes sense. I give up. If it sounds like crap, then it does. Welcome to 2014. Nothing works right. I know what works, right? Lizzie Goodcough got a story in. We could listen to that. It'll work out, I think. Okay, hold on. Let me play her story. And then we'll figure this other output stuff and route the A to the B and the this to the that.
What do a gondola, a widow, and a gun have in common? Asked Professor Mullins while being interviewed on TV. The anchor didn't know. Mullins, of course. The studio crew snickered. So, who's Mullins? Continued the behavioral researcher. The wife shot him, replied the anchor. He's the killer. He killed a man, a husband, in a gondola. Interesting, replied the researcher. But Mullins didn't kill anyone. Well, not directly anyway. Oh? Mullins is an experimental program named after its founder. That's when everyone walked out of the studio. Within the next few hours, dozens were killed all over town. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. With you... Whoa, what? Huh? Oh, damn it. Timer's done for the laundry. Okay, but Lizzie, wow, that... I want to be in that class. Okay. Cool. Hold on. I need to... here's John. He's got a story. And, shit, I don't want to... I hope there are some dryers left.
The book Robinson Crusoe opens with his father advising the best way for a man to lead his life. Seek the middle ground, son. Poor men have special problems, but rich men do too. Here's how I make that hard-to-believe point. When you're poor and have little, you want to obtain. But when you're wealthy and have it all, the same dilemma returns. You can't get because you already have it. The Buddhists have the same advice. So do the Chinese, as depicted in the yin-yang symbol. Sadly, our commercialistic culture makes us blind to this wisdom.
Thank you, John. Be not blind to the wisdom. Open your wisdom eyes and see the wisdom. Open your wisdom mouth and drink the wisdom coffee. This is like some K-cup that I found at World Market or whatever, Cost Plus. I don't know what the hell it's called anymore. It's like Kona Maui Roasters blend chocolate macadamia. It has no flavor. It's just coffee, sort of bland, ugh, flavor. It's just like all the other K-Cups that have no flavor. You know, it's that bland K-Cup flavor as opposed to the ones that overdo the flavor, which I like. The Cafe Expressions caramel is one of my favorites. Caramel. Yes, that's how I pronounce it. That's how I pronounce it. You can go to the chart and figure out where I'm from based on caramel. You know what else you can find out? What stories Jeffrey has up his sleeve. Yes, he writes his stories on his sleeve. That takes passion and dedication.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher here with a pair of stories for week 433 on the topic of media. My first story is called Media Day. Coach was starting to sound defensive. I keep telling y'all, I don't put much stock in those tests. On my team, we play quick and strong. Ain't nothing any IQ test going to tell me about that. The Media Day frenzy was particularly bad this year, after the team's top draft pick, Cletus Brickyard, received a record low score on the Wunderlich test, and the results had been leaked to the press. For the last time, I'm telling y'all, Cletus is a guard. He's a locomotive of aggression wrapped in 350 pounds of muscle. Don't need no IQ test to chew up quarterbacks. And that settled that. After the season was over, when Cletus was fooled so many times that his white pants bore a permanent grass stain on the butt, Coach's successor decided to take the Wunderlich test more seriously. And my second story is called The Breakthrough. They say you can't rush genius, and that was certainly true in Allen's case. As a young man in the early 1970s, he had spent countless hours working out the complex mathematics of a new type of plastic, one that would revolutionize automobile design. He nearly had it, but could never get the properties just right. He consigned all his work to storage media and did other things with his life. Then, one day in 2014, as retirement age Allen daydreamed through a personnel meeting, he had a flash of insight into his problem from 40 years earlier. He could hardly contain his excitement during the meeting. Afterward, he raced to incorporate his new insight into his old equations. He opened a dusty file, grabbed the disk, and found himself holding an 8-inch single-sided floppy capable of holding a whopping 250 kilobytes. He could only laugh. Well, that's it for me today. I'll have to say that the 8-inch single-sided floppy probably wouldn't have worked anyway, based on my experience. Anyway, I'll be back next week with more stories.
Thank you, Jeffrey Fisher. You are the writer and the reader and the this and the that. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? Okay, folks, there. I sang. Are you happy now? No? You're not happy? You want more? Okay, fine. Let's try Richard. Maybe he'll make you happy. I hope he does. If you're happy and you know it, listen to Richard. If you're happy and you know it, listen to Richard. Just listen to him.
Good morning, everyone. It's story time, and this is George's story, part 65, Newsflash. George turned the key in the ignition, and the engine burst into life. Bizarrely, so did the radio on the dashboard, tuned in to a news bulletin. Excitedly, he turned up the volume and listened incredulously to the newscaster. Not a single word out of the ordinary. No mention of widespread death and destruction, nothing about fighting in the streets, and not a word about the world's impending doom. George was baffled. If the media were oblivious to what was happening, then this whole thing was even more peculiar than he'd imagined. He eased off the handbrake and pulled away. Our next story is called The Best Show in Town. Those clowns in foreign affairs are up to their usual tricks, falling over their feet in their haste to get a story, whilst the gossip column hacks are walking a tightrope between the truth and sensationalised facts. We've got TV crews tumbling and leaping through hoops for an exclusive scoop, troops of reporters performing an intricate dance between fact and fiction, and a team of editors taming the roaring lions of legality and integrity, and all without any safety net. Political correspondents, experts at spin, illusion, and trickery are conveniently ignoring the elephant in the room. It's a media circus. And this next one is for those of us who remember the good old days of computing. It's called 30 megabytes. Am I the only one who regrets the demise of good old-fashioned removable media? It's true you could hardly call a Winchester drive particularly portable or high capacity, but still, I miss them. What about 8-inch floppies? Now that's a real disc, superior in every way to those 5-inch tiddlers that followed and their progeny. Now we're saddled with memory sticks and flash micro cards. Wonderful in their own way and miracles of technology and miniaturization. But I can't stand them. Those old, clunky, massively oversized media may have been awkward, but you never lose the buggers. And my last story is called Press Corps. Borin Cokenshield peered nervously through the letterbox at the imposing figure at his door. "You're not from the press, are you?" he hissed. The wizard, bending low, peered back through the narrow slot at the dwarf. "No, I'm a wizard." "You sure?" came the response. "Because if you're one of those media guys, I've got nothing to say." "No, I want you to join my quest. Rings, treasure, dragons. It's an offer you can't refuse." "I knew it," snarled the dwarf. "You are one of the press gang," before poking the wizard in the eye from behind the locked door. And that's me done. So until next time, goodbye.
Thank you, Richard. There will be no poking people in the eye. Do not do that. Although we could make that a topic in the future, we have so many topics lined up in the future. It's incredible. I just added two more. You can tell what I was listening to this morning, okay? Okay, this coffee is slowly smoothing out as it cools off. Oh, I loaded the staple gun, by the way, so I'm ready to tack down the jasmine when I get tired of your stories. I mean, when I'm ready to tackle the gardening task. Right. Who's up next? It's Serendipity. I think she's got something to say. Will you listen? Will you listen? Will you? Yes, you will.
The media love me. If I'm not front page news, I'll make the center spread, editorial, or a spirited debate on the letters pages. There will be pictures of where I was last seen, with eyewitness interviews of the people who were there. Thousands of words of newsprint. Countless pieces to camera and endless newsreels on every channel. The media love me, and I love the media. You see, if it wasn't for the media hype, I'd have no incentive to keep going. But as long as they keep me in the limelight, I'm just going to keep on killing.
Thank you, Serendipity. I could give you a list if you're running out of people. Ha 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 ha. No, that won't happen. I'll give you a list. I've got your email, right? Okay. Oh, and I'll, you know, give you addresses too, because I don't want you killing the wrong people. Although, really, you know anyone who shares that name with them? Probably just as bad. What is it, miss? You want to go outside? Not happening. Okay, so let's see what else is up to bat here. Who is ready with their story? Tura. Tura's ready. Are you ready for Tura? I'm ready for Tura. Tura's ready for you. Everybody is ready for each other. Do you know that I haven't listened to Night Vale for almost 2 months? I'm so over them. I miss you, Cecil.
What social media studies misses, said the earnest young woman, is a problematization of the marked non-markedness intrinsic, actually intrinsically extrinsic, in hegemonic thrust of unfolding imminence.
Does that mean, I said, reading my scribbled notes, Google and Facebook don't talk about how they want all your data to sell to advertisers, and everyone knows, but they don't think about it? She nodded.
The superincumbents of materialisms deconstruct the mesoteric assumptions of subcultural neo-discourse.
I took that as a yes. Reporting for the media on a social media conference is an unpleasant job, but someone has to do it.
Well, Tura, I can understand, but really, you don't have to report it. You can just say, I had a flat on the way there, or everybody was just spewing bullshit at each other. It didn't make just buzzwords, and you can report that fact, and people will finally understand, truly understand, how full of crap most of this stuff is. And then we can get on with our lives, our empty, abandoned lives.
What do you want, kitty cat? Oh, you want me to pet you? Okay. I'm gonna pet you. You are so petable.
You see? That's what social media is all about. People petting each other's cats. I think so. I'm not sure. Maybe I need some buzzwords. Shove a few buzzwords in your brain. Or I could just let Muncie do it. I'll let Muncie do it.
Greetings, informers, from Munzee. And if I may break character for a moment, Lawrence, I'm deeply sorry. It's always hard when somebody you know passes. I don't know what to say. But I know I speak for everyone here when I say our thoughts have been with you all this week. And I hope you're feeling better. Wow. Sincerity is something I do not wear well. Back to shitty jokes. Something New by Christopher Monroe. In lieu of a story, I've written a speech, then hired a band to set the speech to music. A technician will light the speech and set off lasers, strobes, flashpots, and fog machines whilst I deliver it. A filmmaker friend of mine will be shooting a short surrealist piece that'll be projected over top me as I deliver the speech, and it will be broadcast live via webcam as I record it. In short, it's an over-elaborate multimedia spectacular, and rest assured, I cannot afford the production. Like, at all. So a 100-word story it will have to remain. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's it for me, informers. Did you like my story? Did you hate my story? Either way, inform me in the comment section of this week's episode, and live up to your name.
Oh, sure. Now the condolences start rolling in. Ugh, man, I hate this format. Because I don't listen until Sunday, and then it all rolls on. And by now, I'm totally... In fact, I'm, like, through the stage of, really? You know, are we still stuck on that? I mean, go to andrewiandodge.com. There are a whole bunch of condolences there. You can go through posts up there and say, I didn't know you, but... Sorry. Or something like that. Not that he's going to read them. I don't know what the point is anymore. Really. None of this makes any sense. I'm going to pet this cat.
Hello, kitty. Yes, you're sitting on the table. And you're looking so confused. Kitty, want coffee? No, I do not want the coffees.
She looks sort of like that My Cat Is Sad Twitter account. Twitter.com, my sad cat. My cat is sad because the Texans suck. I posted a photo of that. I posted this. We're all about posting and posting this and that. None of it matters. Let's just keep doing stories until we figure this out, right? Zach, man, do you know what this is all about? Can we just rely on you to understand it for us?
Come here, you little brats. Grandpa is going to rant like a Jay Langan's Dog Days of Podcasting character. Long ago, radio stations played a bigger variety of songs that often included the likes of Weird Al and Ray Stevens. They rebroadcast old-time radio, especially around Christmas. There was a Star Wars radio drama. Radio stations could play the best rock, old and new. Since the laws changed, fewer owners meant fewer songs played over and over. Talk radio was mainly at night, talking to bands or about sex. Apparently, talk is cheap when syndicated. Now radio sucks.
Thank you, Zach Mann. So this Islamic State in Syria and Iraq just killed 500 Yazidis. They're starving the babies. They're beheading them. They're cutting them off from water. They're, you know, convert or die. Women are being taken in as slaves. And so the Islamic bloc in the UN is going to meet on Gaza. Well done, world. Don't you just love it, man? Planet's doomed. Let's tell more stories. Chelsea, distract us for a while from the... What are you doing? Get your tail out of my coffee. Did I make cattail coffee? Does that look like a cattail plate? No, get that... No, stop it! You think you're superior to me?
Media by Chelsea. She resides in there, behind that screen, behind every screen, just waiting for someone to bring them to life. Waiting to fill our lives with images and words, from as close as the next room to as far away as another planet. Her domain is vast, touching each of us in one way or another. So there she remains, trapped inside her domain, inside that screen until you bring it to life, letting her into your world. She is the soul of media, and she is waiting for each and every one of us to let her in.
I think I have the microphone in the wrong position for the past few things. Am I going to re-record them? No, who cares? Let's just keep moving on. You're not listening to me. You're listening to the stories. Like, you just listened to Chelsea, and you said, thank you, Chelsea. Oh, stop. Stop playing with that. That's mine. No, that doesn't belong to you. Nothing belongs to you. You're a cat. The only thing that belongs to you is you. No, don't knock that. No, that's a staple gun. God. She stares at it, and it's like, ooh, this is a toy. Oh, then she starts biting the plastic. Okay, so, what? Okay, Dionysus, let's listen to him for a bit before I completely lose it.
Hi, Dionysus closed with three stories based on media. The first one is called Bubble Man. It used to mean more being a bubble man, the bubble man. The presence of anyone repulsed me. Human contact, the horror. You others didn't mind. I put a bubble around myself to keep it out, all of it. The irony is, the media made it possible. I went years without any face-to-face. Before media, you killed whoever fucked with you. I'm not a killer. Now it's too easy with the Weblita and you're not too smartphones, the cloud. Media are everywhere. And you're all bubble men. Everyone is a bubble man now. I can't get away from you. The second story is called The Medium is the Mensonge. My first attempt was a simple I love you. Tears began to roll down her cheeks. Everybody uses those words, she sobbed. It's not how you feel. Clichés make me so sad. I tried poetry, flowers, romantic dinners, trips to exotic destinations, and spending all my time with her. Basketball games, hikes into the woods, jewelry, taking her shopping, romantic comedies. She was always pleased at first. We laughed, shared, adventured, whispered, cheered, photographed, shopped, and cried and laughed together. But there was always the moment when she'd grow quiet, tears would well up, and she'd say, "You're such a liar." We understand each other. The third story is called You and Me, Dia. What made me decide to go was the name of the meetup, You and Media. Isn't media taking over our lives? What can we do about it? Dia, he said, you mean internet, television, newspaper? Have you checked in? Exactly. I mean, you're crazy, Dia. I stared at him. It's all media, Dia. The earth itself is media. You and me, we are media, Dia. That dog sleeping over there. What are you talking about? I asked. Media are supposed to take over our lives. Dia, those things you fear are not very good at it.
Thank you, Dionysus. Thank you for your stories about... never mind. I'm mostly over the cough. It's only taken 2 months. Modern science, people. I'm sure I'm going to go get Ebola now from some kid hopping a train from Guatemala or Honduras. Man, you just can't win. So did I tell you the story about the bank? Okay. So after the podcast last week, I tried to do my bill pay, and I tried to pay $2,200 to Discover from Bank of America, and it resulted in $22,000. So I had to call Bank of America. They told me to call again the next day because it was a physical check. Then they said, oh, we can put a stop payment on it. Discover got a hold of it. I told them, you know, hey, you know, don't cash it, whatever, blah, blah. They tried to cash it, idiots. So I moved a few dollars out of here, moved them out of there. Told Discover, really? Are you that stupid? They still haven't figured it out. I mean, just whatever. All because of a fucking zero. I'm not going to eat Honey Nut Cheerios or SpaghettiOs anymore. I'm just tired of it. But I'm not tired of Norval Joe. How could you ever be tired of Norval Joe? I don't know.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 433 with a prompt of media. Here's my story. Sveno Palatine strode into the office and saluted. Palatine, what did you find in the orbital cavity? Commander Styloid asked. Yes, well, Palatine hedged. Mucus and bile, Ulnar Styloid cursed, recognizing her perfume before she appeared at the door. Media lateral, Styloid said, rubbing his brow ridge. What were you doing in the orbital cavity? Media slunk into the room sideways and oozed forward to slip onto his lap. She smoothed her hand across his hairless head and winked. If you expected me to stay in the Duodenum Nebula, you shouldn't have sent Cardiac Sphincter to pilot the spaceship. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe, for setting us all straight, for telling us what it's all about. You, sir, are the one who holds the torch through the darkness that we all travel through until we head into the light and then understand, oh, it was all a joke. Speaking of it all being a joke, two words, well, one word and a letter, Planet Z.
Our water has methane in it. We gotta filter it. Sometimes you can light the gas coming out of your kitchen tap. The thing is, the water has always had methane in it, but them anti-fracking people ignore that part of the story. They fly the celebrity protesters into town and spin their bullshit stories. When the circus leaves town, the legislators roll out the laws and bans. I depended on that drilling lease. I have to sell my farm now. I heard that gas is $6 a gallon in Hollywood. Good. I hope it keeps going up.
Hey, everybody. That's the end of the show. Whee! You heard a whole bunch of stories on media. Weren't they great? Well, let the people know that you thought they were great. Go to the comments and the show notes at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com or share it on social media. Just tweet or Facebook or Google Plus, or is there anybody left other than them? I don't know. I don't have the time. Pinterest? What is this, some sort of frilly dress? Anyway, I'll see y'all next week when the topic is age. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.